This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go.
All right, here we go. Outside the turkey box or right into it. We're going to stuff something today. Ty Bollinger, my good buddy. Welcome to Go Outside the Box. How are you?
RSP, what's up, man? I'm pumped about Thanksgiving. This is my favorite season of the year, from about Thanksgiving to Christmas. It's the best.
Well, and this is the one day that I get to try and eat as much as you.
Oh, you can't.
No, I want to be big like Ty Bollinger when I grow up. And no, if you've ever seen the pictures of me and TMB, you know, I'm mini me, and there's TMB. So anyway, we're going to eat well.
You won't be able to keep up with me. I'm going to be in a food coma. I'm going to have the meat sweats by mid-afternoon.
Oh, you know, all the things that we suggested, maybe a not a good plan for tomorrow. Pace yourself, my friend. Pace yourself.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. Actually, the main thing I want to do tomorrow is I'm not working. Mm-hmm. I'm not getting on the computer. I'm not doing any work.
Right.
At least, like, work. I may go out and throw the football or work out a little bit, but no work. And
yes.
I'm going to watch some football.
Yeah, no, I'm up for that. We're going to do that. We're going to hang out with our buddy and family, Paul Bertero, who you know because you had a great big webinar, you and Charlene, talking about Synergy Science, Echo Water, the frequencies in the water. Very exciting stuff. And so we're all going to get together and do the healing Thanksgiving while we eat organic, non-GMO food.
That's awesome. Well, tell the Berteros that we said hello. And, yeah, Charlene and I did have a fantastic webinar with Paul last Thursday. It was amazing, his knowledge of water and molecular hydrogen and frequencies. The guy is, I mean, he never ceases to be to amaze either both of us every
yes.
time we talk to him because he's so full of knowledge.
Oh, he's awesome. And tomorrow he's going to be full of organic turkey.
Nice.
So we're going to have a good old time. As we have a good old time anytime we get together, and whether it be here on radio each and every week or the 6 days a week that I'm continuing to broadcast to remind folks that the power to heal is theirs, and you're helping me do that, TMB. Let's open with things to avoid, because we talked a little bit about the things we could do and maybe should do. But I think Mike Adams put out a piece, SD Wells there at Natural News, the top five toxins that turn critically thinking citizens into obedient sheeple so that globalists can control them or elections. I mean, one of the things we didn't recommend talking about when you get together with disparate family members is politics. But I think food has to be a top topic and things to avoid to keep people from becoming sheeple or getting them out of the sheeple state.
Yeah, you know, I think that you should be willing to talk about just about anything. You know, one of the things that we do a program called Global Health News, Charlene and I did. We release about two a month. And on the last Global Health News, we covered the way that the vaccine, the pro-vaccine people are. You remember the article that we covered last week where they called us cockroaches? And they
yes.
talked about how we need more debate on our side. We need to educate them and but they don't want to educate because every time they get an opportunity where they could educate, they run. Like when, you know, Pan ran, and then when the vax team confronted Paul Offit in New York City and he drops an F-bomb on him and tells him to get out of there, they don't want to debate vaccines. They don't want to debate these things. So we should have anything that you want to discuss and debate should be open for conversation. And so let's hit these five toxins because these are big ones.
Yeah. What's the first one jumping out at you in this article?
Well, the first one that hits me is not actually the first one chronologically. It says fluoride is the first one, but the one that hit me is canola oil. Because I think canola oil is one of the biggest con-olas around, right? Because
yes.
Mainstream says, you know, canola is good for your heart. It's like olive oil, but it's cheaper, you know. But you know, you can trace olive oil back to something called olives. And you can trace, like, sesame seed oil back to something that's called sesame seeds. Or, you know, avocado oil actually comes from avocados. But wouldn't it make sense that canola oil would come from canola seeds? But, oops, that's not the case. There's no such thing as a canola plant. Canola oil was invented in Canada in the 1960s, and they called it canola. It was from the rapeseed, and they didn't think that rapeseed oil was a good name store for it, so they called it canola. But and then also, by the way, rapeseed oil is the source of mustard gas as well.
That's right. Yeah, very toxic.
Yeah, U.S. banned rapeseed back, you know, 50 years ago, 60 years ago, when there's thousands of soldiers and civilians that had, you know, blistered lungs and skin from the mustard gas. And so rapeseed oil also used to be used to lubricate steam engines and shit.
Yes.
Because it adheres to wet metal. But anyway, that's all just a bunch of trivia. But the reality is, it's not a healthy oil. It's mostly genetically modified now. And so that was the one that stuck out at me, was the canola oil, which is the big con ola.
Right. So unless you're a steam engine at Thanksgiving, please stay away from the canola oil. You know, the irony here, of course, is you go to these Whole Foods around the country and you begin to look at their, you know, sometimes they'll have organic salad bars, which I give them props for. That's great. But a lot of times they're prepared foods. You look at what they're doing and in every one of them, I don't know if they've changed it yet since Amazon bought them. Has it gotten better or worse? I don't know. But canola oil is all over what's at Whole Foods at the prepared food section.
Yeah. And you know, the reality is that about 85 to 90% of canola oil now is genetically modified. That started back in 1995, I think, when they genetically modified it to be resistant to Roundup. And so, it's not only, it's not only chemical in nature. It's not only what they use to lubricate steam engines. It's actually genetically modified now. So I think you can make a lot better choices than canola oil. But, you know, a lot of people that are in the health industry still think that canola oil is healthy.
Yeah. We talked yesterday with my friend, her new book, Ann Louise Gittleman, about radical metabolism. And we talked exactly. I mean, this is a great reemphasis, a perfect timing that you bring that up. So people will go, I think I heard about this canola oil. And now they'll go, oh, yeah, stay away. Absolutely. And, you know, isn't that all omega-6s are bad? It's some of the things we talked about,
right?
That the vegetable oils in the appropriate form, appropriate quality, not cooking with them as well. That's another thing. People are cooking with this stuff, and that alters it. So we've got to be smart about the oils we eat. They talk about memory loss, confusion, cognitive decline, and dementia associated with canola oil. So what other top five toxins that are turning people into sheeple?
Well, you know, the number one is the chronological number one, then, is fluoride.
Right.
So
yeah.
That's something that we know we can go all the way back to the 1940s with fluoride. And it's a big con, too. You know, canola is a big con. So is fluoride, right? So fluoride, initially the company up in Pittsburgh, Alcoa, wanted to find an alternative use for their toxic waste than having to dump it into the toxic waste dumps and pay to dump it. So they hired a PR guy that then hired Edwin Bernays, who wrote a book called Propaganda, and they implanted in the American consciousness that fluoride dripped into the water at one part per million was good for dental health and stopped cavities. And they just basically repeated this lie for a couple of decades. This started back in the 30s. And so by the 1950s, it was common knowledge that fluoride at one part per million, you know, dripped into the municipal water supplies was good for your teeth.
Yeah.
Despite the fact there were no studies that showed that. So it is a big con. We know that fluoride lowers human IQ. There's no doubt about it. The studies have shown that. And we also know now, and I think this is a 2007 Harvard study that showed that fluoride is now linked with osteosarcoma in boys and men. So cancer and lowered IQ are two of the effects of fluoride. And it does not reduce cavities, because we're not talking about calcium fluoride. We're talking about sodium fluoride or hydrofluorosilicic acid, which is not calcium fluoride. So just because you have F-L-U-O-R in the root word doesn't mean it's the same thing.
No, it's a very good point. And, of course, it increases the uptake of number two on the list here of the five toxins that will turn you from a people to a sheeple. right? And fluoride reduces, as you said, IQ, but it increases the uptake of these heavy metals that also cause aberrant changes, you know, in brain and nervous system function. Of course, it's going to impact the gut and the microbiome and the gut-brain connection. And, you know, it's not just about lead-lowering IQ, but we're talking about certain, you know, metals causing derangement, depression, et cetera, where you've got, you know, scores of people, generations of people now that don't know what it's like to be happy unless they're using some form of, you know, a chemical induction or a fluoride-based drug like Prozac.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's, you know, the heavy metals and the fluoride are the two that, and we're not talking about Quiet Riot, folks, not that kind of heavy metal.
Yeah,
but the fluoride and the heavy metals are two of the things that Mike Adams specifically mentioned when I interviewed him for the Quest for the Cures or for the Global Quest. That he said a lot of the people that we are now debating and they're now, you know, opposing us in this health movement actually may have been brain damaged from fluoride and from vaccines with the heavy metals. So he said we literally, and I'm not. He said I'm not just saying this sarcastically, we literally are likely dealing with a generation of brain-damaged people from the fluoride and the heavy metals. So that's one of the reasons that he hypothesizes it's so hard to get through to them because they literally are brain-damaged from the drugs.
Yeah, and people are offended when they hear that from him, but they shouldn't be. You should acknowledge that, my gosh, we have destroyed ourselves by what we put into the food, into the water, into the air, and that we've got to take steps. The steps that we have control to take to prevent this from worsening and hopefully to recover those that may be perceived to be too far gone. Our good buddy Dr. Batar talks about that, saving these kids and removing these metals, particularly mercury, and seeing them restored to their previous selves that most people think they can never get back.
Yep, and you know, removing the mercury, that reminds me of a story that Charlene and I heard for the first time probably, it had to have been 10, 12 years ago. We were eating dinner with a lady in Dallas, Texas at a Mexican restaurant, I still remember, and her son had been damaged from vaccines and has become severely autistic. And she relayed the story to us about how every day she started reading and learning about the way that you could get rid of heavy metals through sweating. And she sat with him in a sauna, and every 5 or 10 minutes she'd take him out and pat him off so that the heavy metals wouldn't reabsorb. And over the course of about a year, his autism completely reversed. Just from sitting in a sauna and sweating out the heavy metal. So don't let anybody tell you that autism is not reversible. There certainly are cases where people have reversed without even medical intervention.
In fact, Jeffrey Smith's new movie, Secret Ingredients, shows how just by going on an organic non-GMO diet, two of the children that were followed by physicians through this film also lost the autism diagnosis. So, folks, you can undo the damage caused by fluoride, heavy metals, psychiatric drugs, canola oil, and GMOs. Keep listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're going further outside the box with Ty Bollinger after this break. Stick with us.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Barrettero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we're going now outside the country. From outside the box, outside the country. Hello to all our friends listening on UK Health Radio. We love you over there. And I know how much you appreciate Ty and Charlene and the truth about cancer and all the things that he's done as well that we're all grateful for here on this Thanksgiving weekend special in the United States here. The UK whistleblower in the school system. I don't know. This was you found this through G. Edward Griffin's site, I think. This is stunning. This is horrific. You know, we've been talking about strange aberrations like we talked in the opening about these toxins making us stupid. You're lowering our IQ, making us do things that make no sense. And now we've got this school teacher in the United Kingdom blowing the whistle on, apparently, I don't know if it's one person, a series of people, a school system. Maybe you can explain it to me, Ty, but targeting autistic children to do what?
Well, to claim that they're transgender. So it's just a bizarre story. So, you know, apparently, in this one school, there's 17 pupils that are in the process of changing gender, and most of them are autistic, and the teacher believes that they're vulnerable, right? They have mental health issues, and they're being tricked into believing they're the wrong sex. And then, you know, they're giving them puberty blocking drugs to stop the body from maturing and so forth. And to boot, the UK socialized healthcare system pays for all the drugs. But it's just it's a really bizarre story about, you know, the targeting autistic kids who they don't have full mental capacity and are very pliable mentally, I guess you could say. You know, they're very persuadable.
Yeah,
she believes they're being tricked she thinks that they may actually be homosexual. They're being tricked. I don't know what the reality is, but it does. I tell you, they are easily influenced to be sure.
Well, I've said this over the years, Ty. It's not a subject that it's an easy subject to talk about, But those that they call with gender dysphoria, they're confused about their identity. I really believe that, you know, the toxins we just talked about and more are contributing to genetic aberrations to the point where, you know, and I'm not here hating on people that are confused. That's not my point in saying this. But that we are destroying, you know, human integrity in terms of, yes, there used to be males and females. And I'm not saying that there's never any historical precedent that there's been weird things that have happened. But to the extent that we're seeing it, and now to target children who are, you know, already injured in the autism spectrum to say, well, you're not really a boy, you're not really a girl, and let's start working you up and actually do gender reassignment surgeries. This is horrible. This is just, it's hard to talk about, but I think it's important that we bring this up related to that first topic we discussed today.
Well, yeah, it's important to discuss it. And I mean, we've seen the animal experiments, right? They've mercury poisoning has made birds act homosexual, right? So, I mean, they quit mating. The same with frogs, right? Wasn't it mercury or is it fluoride? I can't remember, but there's one of these toxins that's made it to where by the second generation or the third generation, the frogs no longer mate. So it's doing something. It's doing something because, you talk about having that animal instinct to do something, right? Well,
yeah.
The animals are losing that animal instinct. Something's happening in their mind when they're being exposed to fluoride and mercury and all these other toxic heavy metals. They're a perfect test group because they don't know what's going on, right? They don't know they're being tested to see if they're losing their drive to mate. It just happens because of something that they're exposed to. I don't know what it is, if it's a combination of everything, but it's pretty crazy. And that's not something that's hypothesized. It's just happened.
It's happening.
They've done it. They've done it with the frogs. They've done it with the birds. And I think they tested on several other groups of animals, and it makes them all quit mating.
Right. And folks, I don't want any of you, your children and grandchildren to become experiments like this. And that's why, you know, what we talk about, going clean, living cleaner, organic, non-GMO, all of these things are very important. Actively taking steps to detoxify your body. You know, if we talk about Echo Water, it is to help facilitate not only hydration, but, man, detoxification pathways, counteracting these things, cleaning what's going into your body. And it's like everybody else is, you know, in the mainstream media, they're fear propagandizing. I don't know that we have to propagandize about this. You find a story about this, that it's scary. You're like, I don't want that for me. I don't want that for anybody. So what can we do? Now, they're not going to tell you. We'll tell you. Clean up your act. Detoxify your body. It matters. It makes a difference.
Yeah, it does. And you know, it's now a conspiracy theory to say that you need to detox. Right, it's a conspiracy theory to say that vaccines should be tested or should be, you know, we should do some more safety testing on them before we inject our kids with them. Conspiracy theory to say all this stuff.
But right. We got a question of the day. We'll conspire together, not in secret, but right in front of all y'all to answer it. Roy has a question. We'll also talk about diversity and inclusion. Vice chancellors, man, can we get $250,000 for being a diversity? And, well, we'll find out about that. Ty Bollinger's with us. We're going outside the box.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scottbell.
Here I come to save the day.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
USA Radio News.
Rain is falling in Northern California, which is helping provide relief to the firefighters battling the deadly campfire. All the rain does mean there's a possibility of flash flooding. Cal Fire Chief Ken Pimlott does say the search will go on, though, for the nearly 800 that are still missing.
There are hundreds of law enforcement and search and rescue personnel that will continue this effort. This is critical. It's an incredibly critically important component to try to recover these individuals.
Airports across the country are jammed with holiday travelers. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky speaks to an extremely busy SkyCap who tries to stay upbeat at Hartsfield-Jackson International in Atlanta.
What's the mood of most of the people you're taking care of?
Very frantic. They having meltdowns everywhere.
Deontay, a super friendly SkyCap here at Southwest, busy helping customers in all moods with their luggage and boarding passes.
This is USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Truth takes him. Here's Robert.
And here's Ty Bollinger going outside the box right before Thanksgiving holiday. My buddy, my brother, again, it's always a pleasure to hang out with you and the fam. And wishing all of our listeners and viewers the greatest Thanksgiving holiday you've ever had. Like I said, no matter what, if you're coming into family members that you disagree with on stuff, you know, try to focus on the things you find in common, the love that you share. And you know, make that gratitude overwhelm any distinct differences and historical differences you've had in your family. And then, you know, you'll be better off for it. You know, we can't solve every difference in a family. So bring the love, bring the gratitude.
Absolutely, man. That's what it's all about. We have a lot to be thankful for this Thanksgiving season all the way through Christmas. We have a lot to be thankful for the whole year round, but especially you know, during this period, people tend to think about it. But we do have a lot to be thankful for. We do live in a great country, and we still have a lot of freedoms. And I think we have an opportunity to keep the country great, to make America great again. That's a good slogan. Maybe somebody should use that in a political sense. But, no, I think we do have a great opportunity, but we have to continue to be vigilant, to share the truth, and not back down and not say, well, yeah, we can't talk about that because it's just not politically correct. No, we need to talk about it. So let's talk about something that's not politically correct, Robert. How about it?
Well, bring it in a loving and grateful way, and that kind of takes the edge a little bit off of it. And again, to find out that in history here in America, we've always had disagreements. People have disagreed all the time. Why does it have to go into the hateful and anger and rage perspective? I think people are being manipulated, and we talked about it today, very importantly, about these toxic burdens that people are carrying. They have no earthly idea about it, and it's hard because you bring that up, and they think, again, you're crazy, you're a kook, or the so-called conspiracy theorist. So how do we get beyond that? Again, you got to keep bringing the love. There's grace involved sometimes here that goes beyond our ability to explain it necessarily rationally. But be open to be a channel for the most divine, for the Holy Spirit to work through you to bring healing where you thought it wasn't possible.
No, I agree. And like Patrick Swayze said in Roadhouse, no matter what, be nice, right? I mean, we should be nice to people. I mean, that's the bottom line. Even if we disagree with them, you can still disagree without being disagreeable. The problem is, and I know a lot of people that are conservatives that are disagreeable or that are disagree sure. without being disagreeable. But I know a lot of people that are on the left that are extremely disagreeable and hateful meanwhile they're accusing us of being hateful when we're not being. So
right.
I don't really get that, but I think we should always be kind when we're debating topics that we disagree with people on.
Yeah, like I said, it's a challenge for all of us to bring the love even in those most seemingly unloving of circumstances. Hey, let's be loving and kind and answer a question from one of our listeners.
Excuse me, I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, this question of the day is addressed to Robert and Ty. Hi, Robert and Ty. Hi, Roy. Not Super Don. Super Don doesn't get to say a word here. Okay, Super Don, zip your lip. But no, we might go to Super Don on this. We'll see. A couple of weeks ago, Roy says, I was cutting down a tree in my backyard, and I tripped on an extension cord. I'm not laughing, but if you could see this would have been America's Funniest Home Videos. He didn't get hit by a tree, thankfully, but he fell into a pile of poison ivy. And the left side of his face took the brunt of it, according to what Roy's saying. After washing my face off, it itched that day, but the following day, the left side of my face blew up like a balloon to the point that I could not even open my left eye. At that point, I panicked and made a trip to the ER. Now, I don't know if Roy has read The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Never panic. Don't panic. And always have that towel at the ready to cleanse the stuff off. But he was given 2 weeks of prescription for prednisone, starting at 50 milligrams and then weaning down to nothing by the end of 2 weeks. He says, my face did return to normal after a couple of days, but my blood sugar, this is interesting, Ty, my blood sugar, which had been normal in recent months, jumped to over 200 and stayed there over the two-week period. Now wondering if my blood sugar levels will again return to normal. In hindsight, what should I have done besides probably avoiding an allopathic doctor, Roy? TMB, this is an interesting question because, you know, we end up in situations where we think we can handle it, and then we panic, and then we go and we get an allopathic intervention that may or may not have been necessary. And in this case, the prednisone, which damages the liver, can impact the gallbladder and the pancreas, and I think that's what happened in Roy's case.
It probably is what happened. And you know, he said, should I have avoided the allopathic doctor? Yeah, most likely in the future, if you understand that you do have alternatives, then you won't need to do that. So, I mean, one natural remedy for poison ivy is turmeric. So turmeric with lemon juice to make a poultice is a great way to treat poison ivy. The best way to treat it is don't get in it, of course. But if you have, then you can add essential oils to that as well, you know, some peppermint or tea tree oil to that. Apple cider vinegar works on poison ivy pretty well. And then like a bentonite clay poultice could work well.
Very good.
And also something that we use around here is plantain. We use plantain for poison ivy, for bee stings, for ant bites, just about anything like that. It'll help the inflammation and swelling to go down.
Well done. You know, we all have the Sovereign Silver First Aid Gel as well. Topically, we can use that. Homeopathic Rust Tox, which is poison ivy in homeopathic form to counteract it. There are other remedies that can address and reduce inflammation and swelling and even itching, uncontrollable itching. The homeopathic remedy is Mezereum, M-E-Z-E-R-E-U-M, Roy. That's something you can have on hand. It never goes bad. And there are homeopathic poison ivy formulas you can take orally as well as spray locally. In terms of blood sugar levels, we need to help your liver. Your liver is damaged by prednisone, this powerful steroid hormone drug. And you want to increase selenium levels. You want to increase 100% whole food chromium. And yes, your levels will come back down, but we really have to restore the liver at this point. Homeopathic liver drainage remedies, dandelion, milk thistle, these herbs of creation, they can all help as well. But I'm just glad you weren't trying to cut down your tree while you were naked. And fall. That would have been really bad if your whole body was in there in the poison ivy. So thank goodness he was wearing clothes. But his face took the brunt of it, Roy. Yeah. Thank you for asking.
Yeah.
So let's go to school. Let's go to the University of Nebraska. Apparently, there's a guy that got a great job, and TMB, they didn't tell me about this. I might have applied for $250,000. My gosh, what is this guy doing? He's called a diversity and inclusion vice chancellor, and he's making $250,000 to do what exactly?
Well, he's going to shape the policies and protocols and practices at the University of Nebraska that are needed to advance diversity, equity, and inclusion in recruitment, retention, education, and research efforts. That's a quote from the article. He's going to start April 1st and set to earn a $250,000 salary. Wow.
Yeah.
For being Chancellor of Diversity and Inclusion.
Now,
are you kidding me?
How did we get through college without this? How did we survive this? And the question is begged to be asked, how do you define diversity? Because I've seen the people that are into it, and I've been very controversial in what I've said about the greatness of America is not because it's diversity. People go, we're great because we're diverse. Let everybody in. No, it's because of our love of liberty and our defense of individual liberty. And my point is, if you don't love liberty and you don't want a government that defends individual liberty, that's not a kind of diversity I'm interested in. But apparently that's not kind of diversity they're even talking about at the collegiate level, is it?
Well, it's not. And, you know, I get you've had groups of people that have been persecuted. You've had groups of people that have been treated badly in the past. But is it the job of the people today now to make sure that all of or those groups of people are now included and offered an inordinate amount of jobs, scholarships, or whatever it might be, because they are a member of that minority group, whether it's the color of their skin or their, quote, gender choice or whatever it is? Is it the job of the people alive today to right a past wrong by doing that, or is that in and of itself racist, sexist, or whatever, or bigoted?
Well, it's discriminatory.
It's discrimination, isn't it?
Yeah.
Reverse discrimination. That's what I'm trying to say, I guess. Yeah.
Well, and I think, like I said, the term diversity means a lot of things to a lot of people, but in that context, it doesn't mean diversity of thought. Because you've seen the folks
can't have diversity of thought.
Right, right. No. If you're part of that group and you believe the way we believe in terms of, well, big government is saving us. Anybody who speaks against that is probably a racist. I mean, you see that diversity of thought is not what they're after. It's about plugging people in that look a certain way and, you know, not acknowledging that those people that look a certain way also might have thoughts that are unique and different to other people that look, you know, diversity is not defined by pigment. It's not defined by what country you came. It's so much more than that. And in fact, I think it goes deeper into the heart of who you are, regardless of what you express in terms of your physical genetic makeup, in terms of having more or less pigment, for instance.
Yeah, you know, I agree, Robert. We need to stop trying to fill quotas of certain types of people, people that look a certain way or whatever, and just let's get the right person for the position. Bryce and I were on the way to church on Sunday, and I have to confess, we were listening to NFL radio on the way. And one of the, I don't know if you heard the story, but they were talking, Cleveland Browns were talking, or there was a story out, and it turned out to be true, that they were considering interviewing Condoleezza Rice for the head coaching position of the Cleveland Browns NFL team. Not an onion story. Really wow. happened. Hmm. And the only reason could be because she's a black woman, right? And the guy that's on there, he's not a politically correct host, which I loved. He said, I don't care the gender. I don't care the color. All I want is somebody that has the most talent to be a head coach.
What are the qualifications? Yeah.
And she's never coached. And so he, you know, he's like, she would be a horrible head coach because she doesn't know anything about football. Or what she does know is all theoretical. She's never played. She's never coached. I mean, can you imagine if they just picked, you know, hey, you know what? And one of the callers said, well, she's really smart and head coaching can't be that hard. I'm like, well, you know what? Then we should pick the head of Mensa. Maybe right. the head of Mensa should be become the Cleveland Browns head coach because they're the smartest people in the world. Maybe they'd be you know, 16-0 at the end of the season because
right.
they're really smart and coaching can't be that hard. But, you know, the reality is that's just an extreme example of where how far we've gone down the rabbit hole of this yeah. diversity and inclusion crap.
Well, what qualifies you to do whatever you do? I guess, you know, that you could discuss qualifications, but if it's just being a woman or just being this or that, I mean, there's got to be more to it. Yeah, there are not many coaches that do very well at that level either. So, I don't know. Condoleezza Rice's coach? Nah, not my choice. Anyway, folks, we're going to make... No, we're not going to make... We got to talk about socialism next. Yeah, we got...
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361, or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, some people might say TMB, you and me, and Super D were extremists. And if we are, we're guilty of being extremely grateful for all of y'all out there listening to the show, joining us online, YouTube, however you're doing it, sharing the message, supporting Ty and Charlene and the truth about cancer and more. And we just learned earlier tonight about a very big Friday sale. And it relates to the truth about pet cancer, and then a Sunday sale, which relates to the truth about vaccines. TMB, can you let loose on that? We have links up in the show notes. Everybody's going to be able to take advantage of this.
So starting Friday at Thursday night at midnight through Saturday night at midnight, two-day special, 90% off the truth about pet cancer. I think it's normally $197. We're selling it for $19. Which is insane. It really is. But we're trying to, you know, we're trying to give everybody access to it that they couldn't get it before, that didn't have the money. So to say thanks to you, we're giving it at a crazy discount. And then, Sunday and Monday, Save a Life Sunday and then Cyber Monday, we've got a buy one, get one of the truth about vaccines. So you get two printed copies with the books, the DVDs, everything, normally $297, $29 for two copies. So, you definitely want to get a hold of these. I doubt we'll ever sell them this cheap again. And but we just wanted people to have access to them. So, you know, mm-hmm. It's our way to say thank you for all the support. We're giving you a great deal. I don't know anybody else that's running 90% off on
90% off, man. That is crazy Eddie territory. You're right. I love it, though.
Yeah.
So, folks, if you've been thinking about how do I get that, this is it. The truth about pet cancer. And then the truth about vaccines and the TTAV thing is so phenomenally important because that's one of the biggest issues that's causing the destruction of the brain, the nervous system. And we talked about the five toxins associated with, delusional behavior, delusional belief systems, and a lack of critical thinking skills. And to share a little bit now, I don't mean to pick on this Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez who won the election up there in New York. She's now going to be in the House of Representatives. But give a listen to what she says, and then let's kind of get a sense of what this may mean for the future of America if this continues.
Should be, and if we work our butts off to make sure that we take back all three chambers of Congress, rather all three chambers of government, the presidency, the Senate, and the House in 2020, we can't start working in 2020.
The chambers of government. We've got to take up back the chambers of government.
All three chambers of government. Well, I mean, what did she say it was? The Senate and the House?
And then the presidency, yeah.
Well, so, the presidency is its own chamber, but it's its own branch, basically. But yeah. The three branches of government, you got a legislative branch, Alicia Cortez, and then judicial branch is another branch. But
yeah.
I don't know what she's talking about with the three chambers.
Well, and I think this is, you know, this is a millennial generation problem because, you know, they can't write, they can't spell, and they apparently are not even being taught about the three branches of government. And, you know, and even if we give her a little credit to say, oh, I think she was really meaning the House and the Senate and the presidency, still, you can't, you're going into Congress and you can't communicate a simple concept like that. That's a problem.
It's a very big problem. Her name's Alexandria, right? I thought it was Alicia, but yeah, Alexandria. So apparently she's not aware of the fact that she just got elected to the House, which is one of the two chambers of Congress, the other being the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
She's also seems to be completely unaware of the fact that congressmen and women like herself are sworn into office, because I remember she said something that like she would like to be inaugurated on January 3rd or 4th, and apparently she doesn't know that only the president is inaugurated, that members of the House of Congress and the House are actually sworn in.
Yeah.
So
another problem.
Apparently, she doesn't understand that that Congress doesn't sign bills into law. That's the president's job, because she's made other comments like the laws that she's going to sign. So
no,
she's oblivious. She's completely oblivious.
Well, and think about this. When you swear to defend and protect the Constitution of the United States, and that they do that to get into Congress, of course, and you're a socialist, an avowed socialist, you are right now in violation. The moment you swear to uphold it, you're looking to overthrow it. The Constitution guarantees a Republican form of government on a federal level, on every state level. And again, folks, I don't think we could solve Ocasio-Cortez, but if we see these millennials coming in with this kind of concept that socialism is good, somebody's got to take them out back. And I don't mean, no, not violence. Oh, you detoxify them and then relearn them, reteach them things that are for real about our history and about our present. And the fact that socialism is evil, it violates fundamental protections of individual liberty here in these United States. All right, TMB, we're out of time. It's Thanksgiving time. Get ready to eat, my friend, and then tell them what they need to know, because we got to go.
Get in my belly. Oh, but always remember that the power to heal is yours.
And get in my belly.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, folks. It's a holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So get the tea once to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.